Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, October 25th, 2024, pre-market report. You know, there's a very suspicious, interesting, I don't know how you want to look at this, but this occurrence with regard to the debt market just stopping dead in its tracks does raise, but at least my eyebrows, and it should raise yours as well. So look, let's talk about this. We have seen this incredible phenomenon with the debt market sell-off. Market was hating it. Stocks kind of frozen in time. Then just yesterday, just stopped. It just stopped dead. How does that happen? The only way, that could have happened is that the Fed decided to get in here and start buying more debt, period. Now, most of you expected that. I ran a poll recently. Maybe you participated in it. Like 63% of you out here said Fed ain't going to let it go, especially with the selection just a few days away here, presidential selection here. It looks like that's exactly what happened to me, because there's no other way this can happen. The number one buyer of debt globally is central banks. We all know that. The number one buyer of gold globally is also central banks. And that bothers me. It should bother you too. Again, think about it. Central banks using their product that they create out of nothing to buy whatever they want. In this case, they're buying gold. They're betting against their own system. It's great. It's incredible. They get to issue debt to you and me and the rest of the world. Meanwhile, these same entities, these central banks, are using their currency to buy gold. How does that work? How is that even legal? You understand? We can't stand in the way of this again. Central banks can do whatever they want, whenever they want, lend to whoever they want. Do you know that the Federal Reserve, and just don't take my word for this, the Federal Reserve can lend dollars to whatever nation they want to, whatever cause they want to. They can support terrorism. They can support war, whatever it might be. And we're not even allowed to know about it. But that's what they're allowed to do. They are an entity among themselves, and they will do whatever they want to. And they're in a mission right now, people, to wipe us out. This is no accident, man. I'm just going to say it again. Why we are witnessing this global phenomenon today, the middle class being systematically, methodically, deliberately eradicated as if there were bugs fostering this new two-tier system. Well, we're going back in time here. This three-tier society of a middle class is a new thing. They don't like it. They want overlords and serfs. And that's exactly what they're going to get here. And a big part of that is this new tokenized worldwide trans-border system that we're all going to get, unfortunately. And it's a sad thing, but what are you going to do about it? I guess nothing. There's not enough of us to make a difference, unfortunately. But with that said, every solution, every revolution starts out small. And I really feel like we're a part of that, people, honestly. So with regard to this market, and look, the 10-year yield, as I said, this is from this morning. 10-year yield is frozen in time as if some miracle happened. And we know what exactly happened. This is the Fed. They're buying it. But we still remain above. Look at this price channel. These two lines is called a price channel. Price action was bouncing here. We did break below. We came up. I did not think this was going to happen, but it did. Okay. But we need to watch this. Now, with regard to risk in this market, it's the key, and you all know that. Now, we need to talk a little bit more as we move closer or get closer to this presidential selection here. Oh, stock futures are higher this morning on the back of, well, the 10-year yield getting frozen in time. If we stabilize here, and it looks like the Fed's making an effort to do that, the market's going to be comfortable with it. If we see this drop down and then, you know, progress this way, the market's going to, like, you know, go full-on orgasmic over it. And again, the mechanism of pumping more debt into this system is not going to stop, no matter who is selected. Now, I made a little list here of what you can expect right at the selection here. A few things. First of all, let's just set the stage. No matter who is selected here, we are going to see debt balloon faster than ever before. In fact, it's going to be so dramatic, again, Trump or Harris, doesn't matter. We're going to see debt here in the United States and around the world skyrocket as central banks fulfill their goal, their end game to own it all. And we are paying the price for it. So that's number one. So don't lose sight of that. Number two, that element of more debt being poured into the system has the potential to push the stock market higher, depending on a few factors here. And it could be dramatically higher, but we'll talk more about that when we get closer. But again, I made a little list and I want to talk about it. So the night of the selection here, we should expect, I would say, extreme volatility as the so-called votes are tallied. Okay, this is all just a show here. I expect, I really do, and we'll see how this plays out. And this is going to affect the futures market. I've spoken about this for my futures traders out here. Be very careful. I believe before the tally, Trump is going to come out and say he won before the tally. And that has the potential to send futures on a wild swing. So for my futures traders, be very careful. Harris isn't going to do that. Trump, I believe, will. So that is a factor that you need to think about if you're a futures trader. But you're going to be looking at this. Look, no matter what happens, no matter the volatility of selection night, we're going to watch this, man. You're going to keep your eyes on the MMRI. Forget the number here too much. It's the pace at how fast we're going, where we're going here. We're going to be watching risk that entire week. It's going to play out to be pretty huge. So expect market volatility for the entire week of the selection here. The night of, I expect futures markets to go crazy depending on what Trump does. If Trump says, I won prior, or I was selected, he's going to say won, of course, prior to the tally being finalized, expect futures markets to go bonkers. That's just my take on it. Now, with regard to, look at what I wrote here in the corner. This is my list here. Debt. Debt's not going to stop. You all know that. But let's put a couple of other things together here. So I wrote, expect much higher. Under Trump, it's a no-brainer here. And I mean zero. The market is pricing in a Trump win. Could it? A lot of you believe that's true, but a lot of you also believe it may be a sell the news moment. I am not sure about that, if we're going to see a sell the news moment. It may be, but that's what the market is pricing in. You all know that. With regard to a sell-off, I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. It should be to you. If Harris is selected, the market's going to drop. The market's going to drop. It could be substantial. Could also be a buying opportunity based on this. All right. And this is all we're looking at. This is all I'm looking at. Again, this is free. The MMRI. Link in description of this video. So, Trump selection the night. You can expect, again, no matter who is selected, a lot of volatility. But with Trump here, the market is going to go crazy. The reason why, and you know it, I'm just going to tell you again. Why the market really wants Trump in here is he is an advocate of zero and even negative rates. Remember what he did last time. He called the Federal Reserve boneheads, which was a very nice word for what they actually are. Those that dwell in the Federal Reserve are the most evil, corrupt, sinister, non-human entities that are on this planet right now. And their mission is to destroy us all along with central banks. You know that. But the market would, I mean, you want to talk about takeoff with a zero negative rate scenario. The stock market would go absolutely parabolic. Of course, that would mean a lot more inflation. It would mean a lot more pressure on you. But the 1 and 2 percenters, Oh, they'll be loving life here. So Trump, period, positive for the stock market. Now, crypto, I've spoken about this a lot lately. Trump has already set himself up as to, and he's promised to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. If he is not selected, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen to the crypto space? It could get hit dramatically if he is not selected. You know this already. I just want you to be ready for this stuff. So you can think about how you want to play what's going to happen here. Now, no matter who is selected here, after the selection and as the economy is systematically destroyed, expect more propaganda about how strong we are, how great we are, how incredibly we're the beacon of the world here. So that doesn't, whoever is selected, a lot more propaganda with regard to that. If Kamala is selected here, it's not going to change the situation with regard to debt creation. Market will take, you know, look, let me say this. Trump is selected, we can expect the S&P 500 to probably outperform next year. If Kamala is selected, I would say no. I would believe that the stock market may not perform very well. I think this is kind of the common theme that most investors and traders are probably putting together in their heads. Let's put it that way here. So from a market standpoint, it's so simple to see what's going to happen here. With regard to the underlying issue, which is obviously debt, people, we're going to see parabolic debt. And it's the end game. It's what the Fed is trying to do here. Why they have Kamala. Why they have Trump in their pocket right now, promising you what the Fed's selling you. They need salespeople. They've chosen their salespeople. That is Trump and Kamala. They're selling you their plan. Lower rates, which is obviously not working anywhere around the world. We already have historically low rates. How's it working out for us? Which means currency destruction, more inflation, pressure on the middle class. That's what this is all really about. The stock market is all about the 1 and 2%. It's crypto too. I mean, it's most of the crypto space, people, let's be honest, man, is owned by the whales. I don't think, I'm not a whale. I don't think most of you are whales with enough firepower in the crypto space or the stock market to make a difference in the price action. But that's not what's going on here. It's all about the 1 and 2%ers, the Elon Musks of the world. That's what it's about, enriching those people at our expense. You understand? I hope you see what's happening here. But that does not mean that we're going to sit back here and do nothing. We are going to continue to take action against the system. We understand, and you really should, that the issue of global debt is going to go completely off the rails moving forward, no matter who is selected here. You understand? With regard to the economy, it's dead and buried. No one can fix it. No one has a plan to fix it because they're both, in both of these characters, Trump and Kamala, are in bed with the Fed. Hey, that rhymes. Promising you what the Fed wants, lower rates. And if Trump gets in, with the effect here of a potential move to a negative rate environment, the stock market would go crazy. Again, in the grand scheme of things, we're going to see a lot more currency devaluation. Negative rates is obviously massively negative for the purchasing power of the dollar, but it doesn't matter. We are a means to an end. You understand that? We are nothing. We are just greasing the wheels here for the 1 and 2%ers. Are you understanding what we're talking about here? So that's where we're going. And I really want you to think about how that's going to affect you moving forward. If you're in this market, and I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to keep telling you this. If you want to get out of here, the stock market, and then just sit back in a cash position, which is the worst place you can be in, just until after the selection, and then get back in here based on what we're seeing with regard to risk. This is, again, the key. Let's say so-and-so, whoever it is of these two creatures, is selected. We're going to look at this, man. This is all I'm going to look at. I don't care about anything else with regard to the market. All right, I know there's other issues here. You guys and girls are going to freak out about it, whatever it might be. Let's put that aside. Let's focus on the market. This channel is about the markets and the economy. And if you need a variety show and you want to hear about other things, I don't know, whatever it may be, you're in the wrong spot. I focus on the markets and economy. That's it. And this is, again, the key. So-and-so is chosen. Volatility the night of, futures go crazy, the whole freaking week the market doesn't know what to do with it. So if you and me are going to look at this, this is going to tell us what we need to do, whether we need to run for the hills. If we get a spike here, in this, what are we going to do? We're going to get out of the stock market. Now you can get out prior to that, as I just said, and sit back and just laugh and just wait to see what this tells you. I get it. With regard to the crypto space, same thing. Look. Highly speculative here. Let's be honest with each other, okay? I am a massive crypto advocate. You all know that. Most of you, 30% of you, are heavily into crypto who follow this blog according to polls I have run here. Now, with that said, expect massive volatility here in the crypto space. If Trump is selected, crypto's going to take off. We know that. It's a freaking no-brainer. If Harris is selected, crypto's going to get decimated. Could get cut in half. I'm telling you right now, the entire crypto space could get cut in half. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't buy more of it. You understand? Just, you, look, with every action, there is a reaction, and we are going to take advantage of that. No matter what happens here, you understand? There's no fear. Zero. We got this by the throat and everything else, just like how the Fed and our puppets got us too as well. You understand? But we're in command. We are in command of our own destinies because we are making the right moves. We know what moves to take and why. Are we all on the same page here? I really want to know. All right, look, I'm going to let you all go. I want you to ponder these things. Understand this is the key to the market. This is the key to crypto as well. As long as this goes down, we load up on crypto. We load up on gold and silver, which silver is my favorite asset of all freaking time. And there's gold second. You understand, people? Come on, man. I got your back. You know that. I want you to think about these things. We're getting very close to the selection here. How you want to play it, what you want to do. And whatever you do, again, look, if you were to pull out of this market right now at near record highs and you would just ride this out, you've made a lot of cash in this market. If you've been in the spots that I've been in, you all know what I'm doing here. I'm an open book. Get out and just laugh and smile and wait till after the selection. But the same thing with crypto. If you got in here, especially with Bitcoin, when I said to buy at 17.5, people were at 68,000 here. You want to get out? You want to sit back and laugh until after the selection? You can do that too. And that's the beauty of this, man. And no matter what, as I always say, let's just laugh at this entire situation because it is comical in a way. We have legions of people now not being led to the slaughter, but leading themselves. And the 1 and 2 percenters are laughing their rear ends off, but not at you and me. Because you and me, we've been more further ahead of the curve than even they are. And that's never going to change. Never. Not on my watch. Because I got your back. Love you all from the heart with all I got. I mean that, people. Please get this video out there. Share it. Thumbs up if you got something out of here. I want to hear from you. I do read through the comments every day. I will read yours. I may not respond, but I will. All right? With that said, people, we are going to meet again later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I hope to see you there. And have questions for me. Hey, Greg, you said this. Well, what about that? You know what I mean? Let's come to a consensus on a lot of this. Again, this is not just my thing. This is our thing. This is a worldwide family of lions. This is a pride. You understand? And we always look out for each other. Always. You got me in that? I'll see you later, right? That's all.